This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Swing for the fences with the Fence Authority. They've been providing the Delaware Valley with fences for almost three decades. With four stores throughout the region and one of the largest inventories of wood, vinyl, and aluminum fencing, the Fence Authority makes your next fence as easy as one, two, three. Do it yourself or get it installed with the best workmanship warranties in the country. So swing for the fences at the Fence Authority. Your new fence is waiting at fenceauthority.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit dollarshaveclub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
We've all relived this moment.
How so?
Flying down 285. When you were a young jit. When this song came out, you just want to ride around 285.
Sure.
Yeah.
Just the whole.
Yep. You just want to ride around 285.
How long does that take?
When this song came on.
If I started at exit, whatever the one is where I live by in Smyrna, and just went south mm-hmm. and just kept riding all the way around in the whole circle,
mm-hmm.
back up over the top, back to the same exit. How long would that take me? I guess time of day would
matter.
You wouldn't want to do
it. About 30 minutes.
No.
Yeah. If you just kept going with no traffic?
With no traffic, they take you 30 minutes to go around 285.
So. Really? I thought it was like 60 miles long.
Is it?
I don't know how long it is. It takes me 30 minutes to go from my exit to the airport. And that's like a quarter of the way. You know what I mean? But I guess that depends on the time of day.
I would say an hour and a half.
I would have thought.
I guess
Bo drives pretty fast.
Yeah, Bo does. Bo got lead foot. So, yeah, that might. But, yeah, I would think maybe.
It's 64 miles.
Oh, 64 miles.
So, if you went in half
45
an hour,
minutes.
You'd go 120 miles an hour. A little
minutes.
Faster than Nitro Tuggle was going, by the way, when he got pulled
65
over.
65 miles?
Yeah, 64 miles. Yeah.
And you said you do it in 45 minutes?
Yeah. I mean, nobody
That's probably going
60.
Like 85, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
You're not shaving 20 minutes off 65 going 85. I don't have the math in my head like that.
That just seems fast as hell.
If you're going 85 miles an hour,
you
could do it. Obviously, it would be in under an hour, but it would probably
also,
be like
if there's no traffic,
minutes.
I'm hitting triple digits on 285. I'm sorry. And no construction, like in the perfect driving scenario with no cars on the road.
Okay, so you're talking about a situation where literally no one else is on the road, and you're just like using it like one giant NASCAR track. Okay, in that case, you probably could do that. But like, you know, you leave at the wrong time. You leave at 4:45 on a Friday, you wouldn't see home till after dark. You wouldn't be all the way back around. Wasn't there a Braves player that did that?
I was like George football player.
The guy that, yeah, right. That was, yeah.
Yeah.
107 that, was, yeah. 107's where they got him.
Yeah,
at,
get his
way.
Ass, get him, throw him, whatever.
Come on, Nitro.
Whatever. But no, we have,
slow it down.
I guess it's
there was a Braves player that didn't know where the stadium was and drove around 285 years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't see that big-ass stadium?
It's hard to see. Hard to see.
I don't know what's going on. I don't know the specific type of events going, but we have this big event here on our floor. Obviously, some with V103 and Star. And, you know, I just saw Keisha Bottoms,
mm-hmm.
and she was there. So she's taking pictures in front of the red carpet thing they got over there, waving and everything like that. But I was like, when I came out, I was like, oh, yeah, smell of woman. The smell of woman is in the air. And you know,
specific
and,
though, no, like no offense to anybody, but specific.
Yeah, a whole lot of white diamonds.
It smelled like some church grandmas.
Yeah, it smelled like a whole lot of white diamonds.
Yeah.
And everybody know grandma that perfume right there, every single year, every single year.
Yeah, it was a real strong.
Yeah,
it's not a bad smell.
No, it don't smell bad.
But
at
it
all.
Was overpowering.
But you know it.
You walk because like to get to the bathroom here on the ninth floor, you go out the door.
Yeah.
That's fingerprint protected. Which is good. You got to protect our safety here at 90th. Yeah. You never know who's coming.
Yeah.
Then you walk down that hallway where the elevators are, and that's where they have the red carpet and like the backdrop. Everybody's doing interviews and pictures and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And when I came off the elevator,
yeah.
it was just populated by just abs, like beautifully dressed,
beautiful
grown people,
Sunday best,
like absolutely
yes, looking
just
beautiful.
Looking
beautiful.
Perfect. And I mean, we you know, like this. It's opening day. So we wore our nicest Braves shirts, but like, yeah. We're all in t-shirts and whatever.
Like, it's opening day and we look rough.
I saw one of our sales guys. I mean, he's got a 3-piece suit on.
He looked clean, look, too.
Yeah, he looked great.
Yeah,
he
looked clean.
I was like, oh, I didn't get the memo.
Yeah, like, y'all would have told me, I would have put on. Nah,
I got a Braves polo.
I would wear the same thing.
Yeah, I would probably wear the same thing. But it's like normally I don't think twice about it because everybody kind of looks the same around here. You get off the elevator, it looks like Easter Sunday, you know? You get a little self-conscious about your jeans that you're wearing. You know what I mean?
Bobby, but yeah, it was like Sunday sharp.
I don't know what the event is, but there's some very impressive people down the hall.
Yes, it is. So. But yeah, I was like, woo. Boy, they got their Sunday best on, man. Sunday best on. Just don't be overpopulating that collection plate like some people want you to.
Oh, I'm sure there's some sort of collection plate going on in that room, too. Probably. It's a fundraiser of sorts. Yeah. I don't know what they're raising funds for. I don't know, but it's somebody's going to be asking somebody for money, 100% guaranteed. You don't get dressed up that and not get asked for money.
When you go to church, right, and it's time to do the collection, do they have a QR code that you use?
I bet they do.
Oh, they
pass around a couple nice big gold. Yeah,
no,
bowls.
You can do that because when I went to church,
plates.
Last time I went to church, it was the QR code. I was like, a QR code for church? For the donation?
Smart.
Then they had the church cash app too. I was like, damn.
Pretty smart.
I don't know about
it's
all
like
that.
The Girl Scout cookies now, too.
Yeah, I was like, no.
Because always used to get by with, you pat your wallet. I don't have any cash.
But when did the last time your mama gave you some money? Like, I ain't had no cash on me, so mama had to give me some money to put in the collection plate.
Oh, well, so what we always do is we make sure we have whatever you're going to give that Sunday, and we give it to Lily so she can put it in there.
And that's what we did.
So she can feel
it. I was like, mama, you got some money I can borrow, mama? She's like, huh? I said, mama, you got a couple dollars that I can borrow.
Right.
She said, here, baby. And it said it just like that to here, baby. And gave me a few dollars, and I did say that I gave it to Samson to put into play.
Right, but here's how sneaky she is. Last time it was not last Sunday because we were out of town, but the weekend before that, we normally it's a 5 or 10, whatever.
Yeah.
But I had a couple of extra ones, so I gave her like $7 to put in there. She put in the $5. She was trying to keep the two. I was like, but put it in there. Come on. Don't be skimming off the top. What are we doing here?
She's skimming off the top and the church.
taking a chunk? Like, what was that, the service fee? Is that what that was? The 5-year-old?
Skimming off the top.
Service fee? Goodness gracious. This hour is brought to you by Padley. Sell your home for cash fast.
Pascal Press.
Yeah, Pascal Press. Okay. That's right. Okay. PadlyBuys.com. Hey, just a reminder, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is Atlanta's home of the NCAA Basketball Championship. Join us for complete play-by-play coverage all the way through the national championship game on April 7th. Brought to you by Trajan Wealth, your trusted local fiduciary advisors, Humberto Injury Law. After an injury, we are your winning team. And by Window Nation, buy 4 windows, get 4 free. That's the NCAA tournament continuing through April 7th on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, the Sweet 16 games that are here in Atlanta are tomorrow.
Yes.
Those are tomorrow evening. There's 4 games tonight, though. 2 of them in New Jersey, 2 of them in San Francisco, California. You get started off with BYU and Alabama, which BYU is an interesting story.
They are.
Like, obviously, they're good. By the way, their coach from here played college basketball at what college did I say? Clayton State?
Mm-hmm.
That's right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's you told me, yeah.
Played there. And he's coaching BYU. He's got an NBA background. They're building that thing.
Oh,
NIL back.
You remember what I said on Monday? They said it's good times when it happened in Provo.
Yeah.
Good times happened in Provo. They got the backing, and one of their biggest backers happens to own an NBA team.
Yeah. So they got the money.
Yeah.
They got the AJ Dibansta kid, who's the number one recruit in the next year class, going there, and they're in the Sweet 16.
Yes.
So. And they're fun to watch. They score a lot of points. So does Alabama. So it should be there should be a track meet tonight in the first game. Then you got Maryland and Florida. Kind of feels like Florida maybe dodged their bullet. You know, like they played UConn. UConn played them tough. Never underestimate the heart of a champion. Whatever you want to say. But they went toe to toe with those guys and knocked them off. Maryland got there on the play of the tournament thus far. This one doesn't, to me, seem like it goes well for the Terps tonight.
No, I mean, I think, you know, when you look at certain matchups and certain things, and when we get to this point, it's like Florida, to me, is top to bottom, say they're top 10 guys. I think they're the most complete team in the tournament left. As great as Duke is.
Yeah. I think they go 7 deep better than anybody.
I just think that they are, you know, the most. And so when you look at that from a standpoint, that's why I picked them, because, you know, listening to certain people that I you know, God, I can't believe I'm giving damn Gators praise. That basketball team in Gainesville.
Sure.
Yeah, that basketball team in Gainesville. They're very, very talented. And the thing about it is when you're facing a team like a UConn, like you said, heart of a champion, been there. A lot of those guys been on those type of teams, has been through those battles and unscathed through the tournament. So it was eventually that, you know, they weren't going to lie down. I know this wasn't the best UConn team ever, but they still had that championship makeup about them.
And you're like also you going to have one like that.
And they usually have one in the tournament.
If you're winning six of them, which Florida may do, one of them's going to look like that.
Yes.
Like you're going to, whether it's an early one or you get to the Final Four, whatever it is, like you're going to have to, you're going to have to execute late and win a close game.
Yes.
And as much better as they are kind of now than everyone else in that region, I don't know. I like Maryland, and it was a really cool way that they got there with that buzzer beater. There is some confusion about what exactly. I don't care. I like fun, so I don't care if he traveled or not. It went in, and it was a buzzer beater. There is some confusion about what their coach is going to do because he still, you know, he hasn't committed one way or the other. He's had some weird quotes throughout the tournament thus far.
Just tell us.
If I'm a Maryland fan, I'm. It's like, come on,
like,
man.
What is he gonna...
We haven't been in the Sweet 16 in a while. Can we just enjoy this?
Where is he going to go?
Villanova.
Okay. All right.
Pretty good job.
It is. Never mind. Maryland, the ACC, that was a prime job, but it ain't like it used to be.
I think it's still really good, but yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. When we talk about this all the time in college football, it's easier for me to sort of say what I think is a good job.
And what's not.
What isn't. Like college basketball is, it's just, it depends on the coach. Like, I know Villanova's been a good program for a long time, but like Jay Wright made
he was
that
the
great.
Coach. Exactly.
That's what he did.
That's why I stopped myself. I was like, "Is that a good now?" Is Jay Wright and he got all the Knicks there.
Right. Was Auburn a good job?
Bruce Pearl
went there.
Exactly.
That's why it's good.
And so, is that a standpoint where if he goes to Villanova, I mean, I would always, and that's why I caught myself. You know, you're just asking me what I would think that Maryland would be a better job than Villanova.
I don't know. I know Villanova's main focus is going to be on basketball.
Yes, and that's
I don't know what Maryland's main focus is. Here's my main focus if I'm Kevin Willard. That's his name. Who's paying me more?
Right.
Maryland or Villanova? Okay, you guys are? I'm going over there.
Which one would you take?
I would probably go to Villanova.
Okay.
I'd probably do that one. They've won more national championships more recently.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Arizona and Duke is tonight as well. Duke, the other team that kind of everybody feels like is a national championship favorite, certainly understand that. The funny thing about Arizona is their best guy is a transfer from North Carolina who beat Duke in Coach K's final game at Cameron.
Mm-hmm.
He was their best player for North Carolina, and then beat Duke in the Final Four that same year. So Caleb Love is Arizona's best guy. He's the boogeyman for Duke. Like, he's already done it to him.
But Duke got the boogeyman slayer.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah,
Duke, but I just say, if you're a Duke fan and you're like, you're kidding me? This guy again? We thought we got rid of this guy. He transferred way out to the desert, and now we got to see him in the Sweet 16.
What about Duke, though, after the last weekend? They ain't playing round, dog.
No, they're beating the hell out of
them. Yeah, they're beating the hell out of them.
They're really good.
They're looking like the women's bracket.
Exactly right. Yeah. And I think they're going to do that there.
Yeah, just beating the hell out of them. The underdog, which is Coach
Cinderella.
Kyle, the Cinderella Arkansas Razorback.
Yep.
Taking on a good Texas Tech.
Yeah, I don't know. I hope Cal stays in it.
I need Cal to stay in it. I need Cal to stay in it because I just need some more Cal quotes.
Yeah.
I need some more Cal quotes that, you know, that they're playing, their backs are against the wall. They're, you know, we were counted out because they were. I mean, we talked about it. What the hell's going on with Arkansas early on in the season? But we all started their talent. They got individually talented players. They've gotten healthy. All right. Cal has been here with these teams in these moments before, so he knows how to get these guys ready.
Yeah, I just feel like for me, I know a big part of the conversation coming out of the first weekend was the lack of Cinderellas, and it's true, but like I don't need it. There's still good stories, you know what I mean? It's not the only good story in the NCAA tournament is the Cinderella story.
Right.
Like, John Calipari taking Arkansas to the Final Four in his first year is a good story.
Yeah.
That would be incredible.
Yeah, it would be.
Like Caleb Love playing against Duke in the Sweet 16 now in Arizona. That's a good story. I mean, you know, BYU in general, Alabama in general, those are good stories. But I think that, to me, now at this point in the tournament, since obviously my team wasn't even close to it, and if your team's not in it anymore, you just kind of root for the most interesting story.
Yep.
And to me, Cal's kind of one of those ones.
Yeah,
there's only a couple left.
There's only a couple left, and it's not necessarily because of they're a mid-major or anything like that. It's freaking Arkansas.
No, it's because it's him.
It's him.
Yeah.
It's him, and it's this team that's It's not like most Cal teams, 1, 2, 3 seeds somewhere in there. This is a 10th seed. You know, when I look at 10, I'm like, damn, they barely got in this thing. You know, obviously, you know, they're in it, but yet they went through, they won the game against St. John's, and St. John's was everybody's baby for a little while, you know, even though we knew there were some limitations to it. And then you go back and you kind of look at what happened. Arkansas, the athleticism of Arkansas. Yeah.
Now they got athletes.
Yeah.
They really
you talk about a 10th seed, but these guys are athletes like they're a 2 seed, mm-hmm. you know? And so when you talked about the individual talent with Wagner and all them boys like that, they're just seem like they're figuring it out. It's like, okay, if we do this together, because it's one thing to have a bunch of individual talent, but if we can do this and find a way to play like this together with the just God-given ability that we have, maybe we can make some noise.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
I do want to hear from Tom Izzo because he had some great quotes earlier in the week. We'll get to that later in the show.
He's a big man.
He should be.
I like it.
Everyone should be because the transfer portal opening in the middle of the tournament and 1,000 players going into it isn't good. And then him having to answer questions from people about like, hey, what are you doing in the portal? He's like... trying to win the Sweet 16 game, man. Like, what are you doing in the portal? Leave me alone. Stop asking me that. We'll get back to that a little bit later. There's 4 more games tomorrow. We'll come back and get to an NFL no huddle to kick off the noon hour. Thanks for being with us on opening day. This hour brought to you by Padley. Sell your home for cash fast at padlybuys.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.